intensive care. In the antiseptic Eden, your small light burns, a green dot roaming the fluorescent twilight like a comet the halls of evening. A pulse that carried you across two continents, from coal mining village, cricket for the county, and Oxford ribbons, to picturesque America, where life is a bonfire and a man's heart does not attack him. For 14 years, I've huddled close to that heart, strangers decode by echo scan and oscilloscope. The smocked magicians of rhythm turn level eyes to your pounding electricity. Midnight. All our totemic animals are asleep, the full bestiary of our animal love. The doctors, your mother, and your poet all sleep. Only your heart lies awake. With ink and a stylus, it scratches out a story, speaking its dialect all quiver and pump. You may sleep, but the novelist in your chest never sleeps, minting yarns, bold, stylish, and macabre. When it gabbles, alarms ring up and down the ward. Are you all right? A nurse wakes you to ask. And you know your heart has been rambling again while you slept, slipping off the hoods of all its falcons, turning loose the warbling cockatoos of the unconscious. At home alone across the lake, a darkness too possible invades the house, and my chest becomes a suit of armor shrunk tight by worry. Mikasa is Sukasa. In lines only a few heartbeats long, a gentle palpitation, I want to fly to that ward black as a mine shaft, where you drowse, thatched deep in wire and electrode, still gamely performing a ventriloquism from the heart, on a monitor your small light glowing like radium.